Okay, well, first of all, yes, we should be in a relationship with Jesus, not religion, all about rules and regulations. I mean, like, the religious leaders of Jesus' day did that, and Jesus condemned them for that. But when it comes to communion and baptism in particular, these are two ordinances Jesus himself set up in Scripture. The Last Supper, he said, do this in remembrance of me. As often as you eat this bread, drink this cup, you know, meaning it is expected of believers to do this. So it was something that was ordained by Christ. Same thing with baptism. His last command before leaving the earth, as we see in Matthew, you know, the Great Commission, preach the gospel, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. So he told the disciples to teach everything he had taught, and both of these two particular ordinances he taught. So they're not traps. They are actual commands of Jesus to do this. Now, unfortunately, you know, some people take all the other things of Scripture and say, okay, now based on this, we have a list of do's and don'ts for you. And that's not the right way to go. I mean, like, I've been in legalistic type churches in the past, organizations and stuff. And yeah, it can be immensely painful because, you know, if you step out of line according to what they think is the way to be, all of a sudden you are like, you know, ostracized. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, you got to find a church that basically is not going to be legalistic, but is also not going to be like anything goes. So there needs to be like a fine balance in the middle where are we doing what the Lord says to do, or is it a man-made tradition?
You know, I find interesting. I find that in organizations and churches where they're constantly seeking the Holy Spirit, like honestly, you know, to hear, okay, like, you know, so on and so forth in direction, and where it's not weird as well, where it's just like a normal thing.
Yep.
I feel like a lot of these situations go away, you know?
It's true.
It becomes very clean and easy when you just are like, hey, like, what does the Holy Spirit have to say about this, you know?
Yeah. I mean, like, this is so true as to why we need to be led by the Spirit and not by anything else.
Absolutely.